It's time to talk basketball on the Bill Riley Show with Utah women's head basketball coach Lynn Roberts. From her team to the Pac-12 to anything around the country, honestly, who knows what they'll talk about today. Now here's Bill Riley with Coach Lynn Roberts on Utah's number one sports talk and home of the Utes, ESPN 700.
Season just underway for the Utah women. Already off to a good start, though. 3-0 on the young season and nationally ranked for the first time in more than 3 years, which is good news, too. They've got a big one coming up tomorrow night as they take on another nationally ranked team at the John M. Huntsman Center. That's number 16, Oklahoma. Lynn Roberts with us right now for a couple of minutes to fill us in on what's going on. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So, good start to the year for you. And you started the year just outside the poll, 3 wins, and you're inside the poll now, and yet another Pac-12 team being ranked, but a good start. What have you liked through the first 3 games?
Well, as we say, you can't win them all if you don't win the first one, so we're 3-0, and, you know, the schedule's working nice where we got 3 good wins, convincing wins, got some confidence, got some got to see what we are good at, what we need to work on. So sitting in a good spot. We can really score the ball. You know, we're averaging 95 points a game, I think. We're shooting the ball really well. Had 17 made threes the other night, shot 50% from the three. So we can score, and it's fun. I think all 5 players on the floor can shoot it, can go off the dribble. So it's been fun. So we're just, now we get tested a little bit. We're going to the teeth of our schedule. We play Oklahoma, and then we go on the road and play Alabama and Ole Miss in a tournament. And then we come back and play at BYU. So we'll see what we're made of here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, it'll definitely be a step up in competition tomorrow night, no doubt about that. Oklahoma's really good, ranked number 16 in the country, but it's good to get those first 3 games to kind of get a little bit of a rhythm. Certainly none of those 3 teams were in the class of Oklahoma, but it allows you to kind of get a little rhythm for yourself and knock off a little rust from the off season before you face a team like Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, for sure, and that was kind of by design. And, we played at Oklahoma last December in a great game, and ended up losing in the end. We were up 17 going into the fourth quarter, and we played a little bit not to lose, and they got momentum, had a great crowd, and ended up winning at the very end. And so a very tough one. And so this is their return game. So it's fun to play, these home and homes, as we call them, where you go on the road or they come here first, and then you get them the next year. So it's great, and they're a very, very good team, very well coached, and they're averaging 100 points a game, so it's going to be a track meet. Looking at our game, our season box scores side by side, and it is truly like identical. It's like looking in the mirror in terms of shots, possessions per game, and steals and rebounds and field goal percentage and shots per point, points per shot attempt and everything. It's kind of crazy. So it's basically who's going to do it better.
Yeah, and you guys have the home court advantage in this one. And maybe, just maybe, for a team that likes to get up and down the floor, maybe altitude kicks in a little bit and is a little bit of an assistant, kind of the sixth man for you guys tomorrow night.
I hope so. Because of a scheduling issue, they actually are playing at BYU. Oklahoma is this afternoon at 3. And so back-to-back at altitude, I don't know if they do play 11 or 12 people, so I know depth is a strength for them, but I can't think that that's ideal from a competitive standpoint for them. But they'll be ready to go. They've got some great athletes, and like I said, very well coached. So it's going to be interesting, but I told the team, this game isn't going to make or break our season. We got nothing to lose. They got nothing to lose. But, man, what an amazing opportunity to play a ranked team ahead of you that's going to do very, very well in their last year in the Big 12. And what a great opportunity for us this season just to see if we can get this one.
Yeah, and again, the beauty of college basketball is you can schedule games like this. They're not going to hurt you. Really, games like this only help you. But in a game
Correct.
Like this, this gives you a chance to test yourself. I mean, this gives you a chance to find out, are we the 25th best team? Maybe we're a little bit better than this, but this gives you an early test to find out exactly where you are, because you think you've got a really good team coming back. But after three games, you've got a few ideas, but this one gives you even a little bit better idea of where you are by measuring yourself against one of the better teams in the country.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's, you know, it's tough to, I wouldn't want to open up against them, you know, and that's why the scheduling is kind of a science of how, you know, where in the schedule you play these teams. And they've had the same schedule. They've played two games at home and won both pretty convincingly. Then they play at BYU today, and then they'll play us tomorrow. So they're kind of in the same boat where they think they know who they are and what makes them go. But it'll be a test. You know, they got to beat us too. They got to try to beat us. And so both teams, I think it's, you know, are in the same exact spot. So just a great opportunity and really excited about it.
You brought back a lot from last year, Lynn, but you also added some pieces too. One of those was a pretty big name in the Pac-12 conference, as Alyssa Pealey. How's she fit in with you so far?
She's been phenomenal. She's been great. And, you know, she was Pac-12 Freshman of the Year a couple years ago. And then last year, coming off an injury, just wasn't herself, transferred here and has been working her tail off to get back to the physical shape she was in her freshman year and the impact she can have. She is so unique, you know, and just she's a post player, but only about 6'2". But just an absolute physical presence, and has she's fun to watch. Everybody that's come and seen her is that's what they want to talk about after the game. And she's been phenomenal. I can't say enough about how she's acclimated. And you know, we told her coming in, you're going to adapt to us. We're not going to adapt to you. And she's just done a great job with that and bought in. And she's a tremendous passer, very smart basketball player. So when you surround her with four shooters, you kind of have to pick your poison.
I was going to say, her inside and her ability to both pass and rebound, and then surrounding her with players like Neepkins and McQueen and others that can really shoot the ball, that's a pretty good combination, at least it has been so far for you.
Yeah, and that's the idea. That's the concept. That's what we were going for. And you know, it's predicated on ball movement and getting the defense moving before we try to take advantage of that. But when we're playing at tempo and pace, which Alyssa has acclimated to, and she's just getting in great shape, it's tough to defend. So the key for us will be, can we, you know, tomorrow's going to be a game of runs. They're going to score eight in a row. We're going to score eight in a row. And it might come down to who has that last run in them. Because I think it's really hard for us or for them to completely stop them just because of the offensive weapons they have as well.
Good start time tomorrow, too. It's not one of those crazy early ones or crazy late ones. Smack dab in the middle of the evening, people have time to get up there. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow night, so that's good, too. We'll have it here on ESPN 700. It'll be on the Pac-12 Network, but I know you'd like to have a good crowd out there tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, huge. And I would love, you know, if you haven't seen us play, this is the game to come watch. If you haven't seen women's basketball in a while, this is the game to come watch. You know, when we played in – you know, we played in Oklahoma last year, it was packed and it was loud and it played a factor in their comeback. And I would like to pay them back with the favor of having a great crowd tomorrow night. I know we're going to have a good student section. There's a lot of student excitement around the game, and it's just it's the game to come to. If you're not sure if you're going to come, this is definitely the one to come to. So I would love to see as many people out there as we can possibly get and show Oklahoma how Utah does it.
There you go. First 500 fans, by the way, tomorrow night get a free long-sleeve white Utah women's basketball T-shirt. They'll do autographs after the game, posters and more. But get out there for the basketball, because Lynn's team's playing really well, and they're playing against a really good Oklahoma team tomorrow. So get out and support. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Huntsman Center. Tickets at UtahUtes.com. And, of course, right here with Tyson Ewing and Miley. We'll have the call tomorrow night. Hey, good luck. Get after it tomorrow night. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Lynn. Lynn Roberts with us here, Utah women's basketball coach, and a big one tomorrow night. Two nationally ranked teams. You don't say that a lot, although you're going to be saying it probably a little bit more this year with Utah playing as well as they are, and a bunch of ranked teams ahead of them in the Pac-12 conference this year against Oklahoma tomorrow night at 7 up at the John M. Huntsman Center.